very pleased to bring in the Hall of Famer, Bill Hillgrove. Bill, how have you been? It's great to hear from you.
Well, I've been, a little bit slow, and I hope it speeds up by the end of the summer.
Well, it will. You know what? I got complete confidence it will. How about that? All right.
Well, that's good. We understand that the Steelers are planning to go to St. Vincent, and that's good news. And we also were told that there won't be any room for us media types because they're going to give each player their own room, so they don't have enough rooms.
Okay.
But that's not a big deal. I mean, the fans don't care about that. All they care about is what kind of product they're going to put on the field.
Yeah. So let's go with product. Obviously, we'll have to see how each player translates to the league. I mean, that's an obvious. But let's start with the running back part, because obviously Najee Harris, many thought he would be the first pick for the Steelers. It turned out he was. What can that do for a Steeler running attack when you've taken a look at some of the tape of him and how he works with what the Steelers do?
Steve, I think it takes a big step toward fixing what was the problem. And now I know they have to block better up front. And I know that toward the end of the season, the run blocking was absent. I think gradually we kind of morphed into a West Coast offense. They wouldn't say that, but that's what it looked like because they didn't run the ball well enough. And, without a healthy James Conner, I think they were tempted to just do the short passing thing and live with that. But that's not the Steelers' identity, so hopefully we get back to running the football. Also, I firmly believe, and this is my opinion, that if Najee isn't there, I think they trade down.
Right. You know what? I agree with you. I do. I think that it was get other picks if he's not there. It turned out he was, and they got their man, which was big. Now in round two, obviously I'm ultimately familiar with him, but you are too because he played a couple of games against Pitt. What was your thought on Pat Freiermuth getting picked?
What was the nickname for him? Was it Gronk Jr. or Little Gronk or whatever?
Yeah.
He's what they need. He blocks well enough, catches well enough, and I think they were trying to do it with two different guys in McDonald, who blocks well enough, and Ebron, who catches well enough. But very few guys are Heath Millers, and I think Freiermuth is probably as close to that as we're going to see.
Heath Miller was special, no question about that. Along the way, when you look at the secondary, Bill, obviously there's, Terrell Edmunds is there. Now, they extend Fitzpatrick, but they didn't extend Edmunds. Were you surprised at that?
Not really. I'm not a capologist, Steve, and I don't pretend to be. But obviously,
neither one of us are. That's why we have to look at our budgets all the time
and stay under the cap. And I really respect that. I think Minka is kind of a glue guy back there, and I think that was their priority. And I'm not going to argue with it.
Oh, no. We have to look at our budgets every day, Bill. All the time, so I completely understand it. So you got Joe Hayden and Cam Sutton. So let me ask you about Cam Sutton. Joe Hayden's a given. When you look at Cam Sutton, what he did in the slot and so forth, is he the kind of guy that can man that other spot opposite Joe?
Well, again, it came down to either Sutton or Mike Hilton. And Sutton is a much better cover guy. And I love Mike Hilton. I love what he did. He gets to the quarterback as well as anybody. But his cover skills just aren't what Sutton can bring. So, I didn't have a problem with that at all.
I will say this. When I did the Penn State-Illinois game in December, Jack Ham and I couldn't say enough. Because, obviously, we watched video like you do before games, just get a read on people. We couldn't say enough about Kendrick Green, who ended up being drafted by the Steelers. When you look at the offensive line, obviously we just talked about Najee. What's your thoughts on how this can come together for them?
Well, first of all, Steve, I love the fact that he has a Marquise Pouncey tattoo. I think that tells you something about his mindset. And the fact that he was actually recruited as a defensive lineman, and I think that speaks to his athletic ability. And so, you put that all together with a guy who seems to have big enough heart, and I think you got a heck of a player.
Yeah, yeah. And if they need be, if they had to shuffle the deck chairs and so forth, he can play guard, too, along the way. He really, that's a heck of a prospect there. What do you think about going to 17 games? I mean, it's a tough game to begin with for these guys. It's an extra week being tacked on. What's your thought?
It was the lesser of two evils, and the evil was the preseason. Too many games, too many fans complaining they charge too much. They had to almost do it, and so in order to reduce the preseason, they almost have to have the extra, you know, season game. And I think the NFL was backed into that corner, and they had to deal with it.
By the way, of course, Ben's back. Rudolph gets extended a year. They've also added Dwayne Haskins. How intrigued were you by the fact that Haskins was added in? Just
well,
to be there.
When you get a chance to get a number one pick, regardless of his experience with the Washington football team, I think you have to blank the slate and look at him and see if he can help you. And if he has a good preseason, which I think he will, they're going to have to be wrestling with the fact that they might have to keep three quarterbacks.
You mentioned the preseason, and you also mentioned the fact there'll be three preseason games, not four. Last year there were none. Did you see any difference in play or any difference that you could sit back and say it was related to not having preseason games? Did it mean anything one way or the other? Because I'm going to base this completely on your experience.
Steve, in my opinion, I think preseason's more for coaches than it is for players. You know, they want to see these guys in game conditions. I know every practice is taped, but in practice, you're working against your own people. In a game, it's different people with different colored jerseys. It is as game-like as it can be, but it's still not NFL speed. And so it's more for the coaches. And so, you know, I didn't see a big difference in the way they came out of the chute last year. And I'm talking about everybody. You know, they were ready to play. So, you know, do you need the preseason? Yeah, for coaches, you do.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's exactly right. I think that's, you know, for the coaches, yes. But I didn't really, at least watching on TV, I didn't really get a feel that it really made much of a difference in the level of play I saw.
No, I'm with you. I, you know, it was a level playing field. Everybody had the same condition.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's what was it? The one player, and I think he's a player rep for the league. Is he a member of Indianapolis Colts? The name is slipping me. He said, "Well, look, we proved we don't even need OTAs, and we don't need a preseason." Well, that's an overstatement. And of course, it's the player's way of making preseason and offseason more of a country club than it already is. But you know, they need some OTAs. Certainly, they need training camp, and it's something that the Players Association and the league have to work out.
All right, I want to follow that up with this. You and I know what the new rules are when it comes to hitting in the preseason. It's mandated by the Players Association in conjunction with the owners, so they've come to an agreement on it. You and I know how much hitting is done in college practices. How many games do you think does it take for the tackling to start on the NFL level and the college level to start be good on an every game basis? Because they don't hit as much in the preseason.
Just to pull a number out of the air, I think two games.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think two games is enough to get those guys up to that speed. But, you know, again, it's probably more about hitting and receiving a hit. You know, what was the old Mike Tyson line? Everybody has a game plan until you get punched in the mouth. And I think that first hit, whether it's a preseason game, whether it's a regular season game, I think it gets that person ready to play that game. Mike Tomlin once said to me, "Billy, do you think it's in human nature for human beings to run full speed into one another?" And I just laughed. He said, "Hey, it takes a special person to play this game of football." And in my own case, when people say, did you play? I said, I had back trouble. I had a yellow streak about 2 inches wide going right up the middle. And really and truly, that it's a game for special people. I mean, it's not in your nature to want to knock somebody on their butt or to be knocked down yourself. And for these guys, especially running backs, they get hit every play.
Well, you know what that means. That means you and I, in terms of being around this game, each one of us made the right choice for the same reason.
Yeah, strong sense of self-preservation. But you know, it is about hitting. It's just, it is about blocking and tackling. And like I say, I think within two games, I think the professionals are up to speed. College, college football has such a wide variance of talent that I really don't think it's as essential as it is in the NFL. In the NFL, everybody's this close talent-wise. Everybody's great or they wouldn't be there. And so I think it's just a matter of fine-tuning. I think in the college game, I've seen really good spring games and I've seen really good openers and I've seen bad spring games and bad openers. So, I think there's a difference in that regard.
Yeah. Well said, well put. And the fact that Mike Tyson is now a quotable philosopher is always a lot of fun. All right. Bill, it is always a pleasure. Please keep feeling better, okay? Please.
Yes. Well, thank you, Steve, and you too. And if it wasn't for the golf to be played, I'd say let's hurry up the summer and kick the ball off. But, when you get to be my age, Steve, hitting that little white ball around the green pasture has a lot of appeal.
Yes, and it sure does, because I'm going to go out and do that tonight. Thank you so much. I appreciate that and appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.